USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC has called for a pause on the administration of Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine in the wake of a handful of cases of severe blood clots in recipients. The CDC and FDA say they made the recommendation for the pause out of an abundance of caution while they study the issues. The six cases all occurred in women aged 18 to 48 and occurred 6 to 13 days after they'd received the vaccine. One woman died and another is in critical condition. All 50 states have now followed the recommendation and put a hold on administering the J&J shot. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC News that it's important to remember how rare these adverse effects have been.
I think the important thing to emphasize is that it is very rare. There were six women out of the 6.85 million vaccinations of the J&J, which means that it's less than one in a million.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
The Biden administration is planning on pulling all remaining troops out of Afghanistan later this year. The Washington Post first reporting the decision to pull troops from the country by September. More than 3,000 troops will remain in Afghanistan past a May 1st deadline initially set by former President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the decision from the Senate floor, saying that the administration had decided to abandon the fight against terrorism.
Precipitously withdrawing U.S. forces from Afghanistan is a grave mistake. It is a retreat in the face of an enemy that has not yet been vanquished, an abdication of American leadership. Leaders in both parties, including me, offered criticism when the prior administration floated the concept of a reckless withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan. Those same voices in both parties should be equally concerned about the Biden administration's announcement today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A proposal to pay Central American countries in an attempt to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. southern border is drawing negative reactions. Tim Berg has that story.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the three Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S.-Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here and maintain a long-term residence here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden has proposed a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin after a Tuesday phone call between the two leaders. The call coming as tensions rise between Russia and its neighbor Ukraine. Russian troops have been massing at the eastern border of Ukraine as fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists has picked up in recent weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.